Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also Jorian Clark's website, kidscom.com, kidscom.com. It's a great website for your children to go and live, let them see how the virtual world works, and it entertains them, it educates them, it shows them about the marketplace. Jory, thanks for making that available to them. You know, Jory, you've been talking to us about, Jory Clark, folks, is with us. She's a great entrepreneurial example of a woman start, business owner. And Jory, you were talking earlier about you having a coach and you having, you know, you being mentored by the Springboard organization, which is springboardenterprises.org. We'll give them another plug. But you know, it's, I'm sitting here listening to you talk about being coached, being mentored, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, Jory. I mean, we can all use help, but you're a mentor. You're the mentor. So I got a lot of ladies who are sitting at your knee right now, listening to you. And you know stuff. You know stuff that you've learned from being successful, and you know stuff that you've learned from when you failed. And I'd like for you to share some of those ideas. The ladies are sitting at your knee right now, and they'd like to know what you think. What would you tell them?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I would say, looking back in my career, and as you have said, I have been blessed with many opportunities, ranging from speaking at the FTC in order to set laws for online privacy and protection, to doing wonderful projects for multi-million-dollar corporations. I think a couple of things that I have learned is don't hesitate to ask for help. And I think that when you have accomplished and done a lot, there's always things to learn. I had a great mentor who was in his 80s, and I said, gosh, George, you know, what do you think? What do you think? And he said, well, you know, what I think is it's a learning adventure, and never hesitate to raise your hand and say, hey, I'm the new guy in this area. Who can tell me what I need to know?
But isn't that, that's better advice for men than women. I mean, men don't do stuff like that, but aren't women pretty good at asking for help? Is that a myth?
Well, I have to say there are certain areas that we're good at asking for help, and others, I think, especially when it comes down to financial areas, that's where maybe we're not so good at asking for help.
Okay.
And I think that there are things that women can do in using resources like the small, you know, the business core, where there's folks who've had experience that can help you. There's plenty of things like, now I'm going to plug back to you, the wealth of information that you have on your website that people can turn to and source. There's a lot of self-help that people can do. But it's not a bad thing, and in my particular experience, I have a lot of experience making money. I didn't have much experience in asking for money. And when you get to an idea where it's such a novel new idea, you want to make sure that you're first to market and that you can grow and build fast enough so that you don't do all the hard work of figuring things out and then someone comes along and takes your idea and executes it with more capital. You have to be willing to go out and raise those funds.
Do you think...
Now,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The other thing I was going to say that's really important is building an advisory board or a board for yourself. And that is bringing people... and you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at how many people find what you're doing interesting, and really, because they themselves were entrepreneurs, they're more than willing to give back. And so I've gotten very good at what I call smiling and dialing, where I just, if there's somebody in a category that I've heard from a talk or I've heard or read an article they've done, I don't hesitate to call them up and say, you know, you don't know me, but I think your work is brilliant and I need 15 minutes of your time. And I've been impressed at how helpful.
It's amazing how many people will give you that time. You'd be amazed. If you say what Jory just said, if you'll handle it just like that, folks, do your homework. You can't be, it's got to be sincere. It's amazing how much time, how much people will give you, because most people want to give back because as you're asking them that question, they're thinking about a time when somebody did the same thing for them.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Jory, I need your website one more time, please.
Sure, absolutely. And I should emphasize that this website, we're also teaching the next generation to become entrepreneurs.
Yep.
Because they can buy and sell virtual items and learn how
that's
to promote
kidscom.com.
Kidscom.com.
Hey, Jory, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.